Date with a dragon. The sun, a benevolent eye in the azure sky, usually blessed Oakhaven with a gentle warmth, ripening the wheat fields of a golden brace and making the river Elora shimmer like a living ribbon. For generations, Oakhaven had known only peace. Its stout homes nestled in the valley, carved by ancient glaciers, people content with their simple, hard-working lives. Then came the shadow, again with distant plumes of smoke, clinging to the peaks of the Dragon's Tooth Mountains, a range long and thought dormant. Soon the smoke grew thicker, tinged with an unnatural acrid scent. Then the roars, deep guttural reverberations that shook the very foundations, Oakhaven. Sending livestock stampeding and children screaming, Scabbergroth, the firebringer, has awakened. The dragon was a nightmare made manifest. Scales the colour of molten oystering wings, like tattered sails of old leather, the eyes that glowed with infernal, all hungry light, it descended upon Oakhaven like, not once but twice, scorching fields, topping the meal, and consuming anything unfortunate enough to be caught in its fiery breath. Despair settled over the village like a shroud, extinguishing hope. Each terrified glance at the looming mountains, their valiant, if ill-equipped militaria had been decimated, their pleas to passing laws overheard, unheard. Oakhaven was alone, a feast waiting to be devoured. It was into this peril or terror that Sokolian rode. He was a figure almost of ancient lore tales, tall, broad shoulders, cased in practical, well-maintained steel, and bore noble scars of many battles. His shield emblazoned with the crest of silver griffin, strapped to his sturdy steed, a war horse as resolute as his master. Kenneth's face, though weathered, held eyes that were both weary from travel and sharp from the everything, wavering sense of justice. He didn't speak much, merely dismounted, his gaze sweeping of charred homes and steer straight faces, the weight of his sorrow heavy in the air. Old man Humlock, the village elder, for his trembling encountered their plight. He demanded tributes at night, he quote, the finest of our flocks, and soon our youth, we are broken. Callan listened, his hand resting on the pommel of his great sword, Oak Keeper. He saw, but not a broken people, but people terrorized. Gather your able-bodied, he commanded, his voice a calm counterpoint to village panic. Show me its path, its lair, its habits. For 2 days, Callan moved among them, observing, asking questions, studying the scorch marks, labour Scoggoth's passage. He learned the dragon preferred the twilight hours for his raids. Seemed to lay in the highest, most isolated peak. His fiery breath, a devastating often left it briefly vulnerable to quick strike, honed his strategy, not with a reckless abandon, but cold precision, logic of a seasoned warrior. The morning of the third day, the sun began to cast long shadows across the valley. Kirian prepared. He donned his full plate, a metal gleaming in quiet testament to his resolve. Shoving Oak Keeper until its own edge sang. He did a simple reel for the villagers, not as a last supper, but sustenance for his hardest task ahead. Go to face the beast, he announced, his voice carrying through the hushed square. When sunsets tomorrow, take the highest peak. If you see no fire, know that Oakhaven is free. Young boy barely 7 ran forward, clutching a small wooden carving of griffin. For luck, Sir Griffin, knight, he squeaked. Kirin knelt, taking a charm from a rare smile. For Oakhaven, he quickly threaded softly, tucking into his gauntlet. Journey was arduous. He climbed the treacherous slopes of Dragon's Tooth. His armour was a stark silhouette against the darkening sky. The air grew thin and cold, reeking of sulphur and burnt rock. Even near the summit, he began to palpate as the ground scorched black underfoot. He found a layer of carvenous mould in the fountain's face, wreathed in smoke and the oppressive warmth of vast ancient heat, gold, silver, a glint of countless stolen hordes formed a shivering, formidable bed for the beast, and their cured, curled amidst its hoard was Scaramagroth. Dragon lifted his head in its eyes, a twin pulse of liquid fire, fixing a lone figure. Low growl rumbled on its chest, a sound that promised oblivion. It furled its massive wings, pushing itself to its full, terrifying height. Scaramagroth, Colin, proclaimed a voice, steady despite the thunder in his chest. You trespass on the lands of men. Your reign of terror ends here. A shriek that echoed through the mountain, the dragon lunged. Fire and torment and pure liquid damnation rattled through its jaws. Kurian, moving astonishing speed, rolled to the side, his shield deflecting a lesser burst of flame. He was intense and immense, searing his very armour. He knew he couldn't outmatch the beast in brute force. His strength lay in speed and precision. He darted forward, a glinting dart against the mountain scales, aimed for the dragon's soft underbelly, folds of its neck, any place less protected, his armoured hide. Scaramagroth roared again, its tail thick as tree trunk, sweeping through the cavern, sending treasure flying, carrying duct. Fleeing the wind of its passage, he saw an opening of the beast momentarily, craned his neck to unleash another torment of flame. Now he bellowed, charging. He plunged Oathkeeper deep into soft, unprotected skin where the neck met the shoulder. Brutal, precise strike. Dragon shrieked at a sound of agony and disbelief. The fire flailing wildly as it thrashed. Carrion, his sword still lodged, held on even as the beast writhed, trying to dislodge him. He clung on his gauntleted hand, gripping the hilt, twisting the blade deeper. Final grunting and roar that shook the mountain to its core. Scaramagroth staggered, his eyes dreaming, a fountain of black blood gushing from its wound. It toppled its immense weight, shaking the cavern, scales clattering against its hold, the flames of his eyes finally extinguishing. So his descended, broken only by Canyon's ragged wet breast and the drip of blood onto the cold stone. He stood weary, snow stained but victorious. He retrieved Oathkeeper, blade dripping black, and then from the dragon's vast hoard, he took nothing but a single lustrous stainless scale, proof of his deed. Next morning, as the sun rose, its golden rays struck the highest peak of the dragon's tooth. No smoke bellowed, no fire lit the sky. The mountain people of Oakhampton, who haven waited through the long, anxious night, saw it. Mountain was silent still. A cheer erupted, tentative at first and soaring, echoing for the valley. Adelaide Kieran rode back to Oakhaven, his armour scarred, his face grimed, but his eyes alight with quiet triumphant. He held aloft his own skin scale, a village square erupted. Children cheered, women wept tears of joy, and strong men, once broken by fear, praised him. Old man Hemlock approached, his eyes full of awe and gratitude. You saved us tonight, he said, his voice thick with emotion. Oakhaven is forever in your debt. What can we offer you? Gold, land, a piece of honour? Place of honour? Cairn shook his head, looking around at smiling faces, bursting hope in their eyes. I acquire only a smile at departure, he said, his gaze lingering on the lone boy, giving the wooden griffin. And to know that Oakhaven once more knows peace. He had a simple meal that evening, witnessing the unbridled joy and relief of the villagers. And under the cloak of night, as the stars began to pepper the sky, the Kieran, a brave knight, saved the village from a dragon, made his steed and rode silently away, leaving Oakhaven to rebuild and flourish and to remember the hero who brought back their son.